Lack of state budget funding will force the closure of two facilities for at-risk Wisconsin veterans. The sites in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay will close by September. Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the agency didn't receive $1.9 million requested. Wisconsin joins a $720 million settlement against opioid drug makers. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general have reached an agreement requiring 8 opioid manufacturers to make payments. Call says that would amount to about $12 million for Wisconsin to combat the opioid epidemic. And this week, Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will be riding along with semi-truck and bus drivers around the state as part of an initiative to curtail risky driving. Troopers will use the high vantage point to look for behaviors including distracted driving, speeding, following too closely, and seatbelt violations.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 68.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Dave Grant joining you with the B-52s on Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got
Caribou's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:09 on Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we are looking at for shower and thunderstorm chances. Some of those could be possibly severe later on in the afternoon with a high of 84. We will monitor the system and break in regular programming if needed. Right now, those storm chances are looking anywhere from noon to 5 p.m. based on everything that we're seeing. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue into the early evening with a low of 59. On Thursday, gradually clearing with a high of, a high of 72. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 77. Saturday, we see shower and thunderstorm chances return mostly cloudy with a high of 80. On Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms partly sunny, a high of 78. Currently, it's 66 with a little bit of fog and mist in the Max FM listening area. That is the only precipitation we're seeing. We are looking out to our west, way outside of the Wisconsin border. We do see some storms starting to develop. So, again,
watching anywhere in the noon to 5 p.m. range is kind of what we're keeping tabs on for the possibility of severe weather. We will break into regular programming. We have meteorologists on staff that monitor this with us as well. So keeping tabs on that today. It's a great start to get down to the farmer's market. They will be setting up any minute now. The farmer's market happens in downtown Baraboo every Wednesday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Also, right, it's in front of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM Studios in the 500 block of Oak Street. And I know there will be some vegetables there, some other assorted bakery items, bread, cookies. Yeah, cookies. You can get cookies at the farmer's market. You heard me correctly. But you can also get your vegetables, syrup, and other items. So stop on down. That starts at 8 o'clock this morning. That goes until 12:30 p.m. So based on our forecast, you definitely want to get down there before lunchtime to take a look at everything that'll be out there. I don't see too much activity yet with the setup out there. I do see quite a few people out and about walking around this morning. So it's a busy start early in the morning. People aren't walking their dogs and enjoying the weather. It is a little bit humid out there. I will say that as I was coming into the studio this morning, a little bit of humidity out there as well. We will be celebrating our celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those into us now. 608-355-9970. And Emily's joining me at 7:10 this morning. Shenanigans will ensue to start our Wednesday. You never know what we're cooking up. I will give you a hint. We're going to talk about tough words to pronounce, and so we'll see if one of your words is in there that you may think of. So if you know a tough word to pronounce or you have difficulty pronouncing, text me and let me know those, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media. We will see if your words make the list. Also this morning, we're going to be interviewing the 78th Alice in Dairyland this morning. She's going to be in studio this morning talking about everything that she is doing. So she'll be joining us right around 7:30 this morning. So we are going to taste some ice cream this morning. So I'll give you a hint on that. And then we're going to talk about dog adoptions based on the Superman movie at 8:10 this morning. So busy morning ahead in ice cream. I'm looking forward to that. One of my favorite things is food, of course, and ice cream. So looking forward to that. So join us for all the shenanigans this morning. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports news by Steve Perry on Max FM.
National League gets the victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended in a win for the National League. The NL jumped out to a 6-0 lead. The American League came back, down 6-4 in the ninth to tie the game up. And so for the first time, they had a swing-off, a mini home run derby. And the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber responded going 3-for-3 home runs on Fox Sports.
The swing off.
Later, Schwarber named the game's MVP, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz pitched in the eighth inning, allowing just one hit and retiring three other batters. And Milwaukee's Trevor McGill also making an appearance, retiring the batter he faced to end the seventh inning. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league schedule in Las Vegas. They'll take on the Chicago Bulls. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dreamer, dreamer, no. And I must have been someone else, and we should have been. Hold on, hold on.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's the Jay Giles Band on Max FM. '90s and more. Seven Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:21 on Wednesday morning. Yes, we are halfway through the work week and a little bit excited about that. You know, looking like we have a nice Friday ahead of us and some beautiful weather. Got to get through today first. We are again monitoring for the weather this afternoon. In the event we do have some severe weather come into the area, we will break in as needed. Right now, the main threat with that storm looks like possibly some heavy rain and higher winds. So we will monitor that throughout the morning and into the afternoon. And we'll provide updates throughout the morning and afternoon. Myself and our meteorologist will monitor this system throughout the morning. We will have a full look at that weather forecast in just moments. Now, last night was the All-Star Game, and it was a very interesting game. It was a unique situation during last night's All-Star Game. They had Clayton Kershaw mic'd up, and he could talk to the play-by-play guys while he was pitching. Here he is asking John Schmoltz on which pitch he should go with next. This is crazy.
What do you want, Smoltz? What do you want?
Cutter in, slider in.
I don't throw a cutter.
He doesn't slider in.
Slider.
Cutter.
Son of a.
Gonna make a mess.
That was short.
Thank you.
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
All right, what's the count? 2-2? Yeah, this two. Is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of weird for us, too.
So could you imagine Clayton Kershaw is mic'd up talking to the play-by-play guys while he's pitching last night? That is kind of cool. Had to be weird for all of them because he's sitting there trying to pitch. They're talking in his ear, vice versa. That would be unbelievable crazy. I can't imagine having someone talking to my ear while I'm doing the morning show. I would find that to be distracting, quite honestly. And I get easily distracted enough by the things going on outside the window, let alone somebody else talking in my ear while I'm trying to do this. So kudos to him. Now, it should be noted, this game ended in a 6-6 tie. So they went to their first ever swing off. It was basically a mini home run derby to decide the winner. The National League won it 4-3. So they had their first ever swing off last night. That is kind of neat to see as well. So unfortunately, I did not get to watch that game. But yeah, the MLB All-Star Game was last night. That means the Brewers will be returning to regular scheduled play very soon. Now that the All-Star Game is over with, that means we're halfway through the baseball season, basically, as well. Or as we were talking last night, football season's beginning very soon, too. And I got one of our good friends a little bit wound up reminding Casper, yes, it's football season in less than a month. So excited about that as well. You know, I love watching the Packer games, and so, you know, that preseason starts up in a couple of weeks. They'll have family night at Lambeau and all the fun that goes along with that. That's one of my favorite things. Of course, it does mean fall's getting a little bit closer, too. So that part, not as excited about. But yes, football season, baseball. What more fun could you ask for? Well, we'll throw a little NASCAR in there as well. So I have to check and see where they're racing this weekend. They got done, I believe, with their road course stint. And SVG's been a very happy guy with winning three races. We have an Australian who comes over here and shows them how it was done a couple of years ago on the Chicago road course. Did Xfinity, got bumped up to NASCAR, and he schooled everyone in the road course racing or street course in the case of Chicago. So very good driver at all those events. So yeah, I have to see where they're racing next weekend. I did not get a chance to look at that, but Brewers back in play later on this week, and yeah, Packers very soon. Coming up, we are going to have a full look at that weather forecast, but let's first take a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank and then Crowded House on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Long Beds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic Country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer yoga in the park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water. $15 for a full meal or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org, but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. Again, Sunday, July 20th. It's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM.
More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:32 on Wednesday morning. Shop local and stay big at Max FM, BigDeals.com. It's our big deal of the day. Half off a $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books. That certificate today is just $10 in our big deal of the day. Stop over to Main Street Books in Reedsburg for more details. Michael Jackson on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on Wednesday morning. It is 6:37. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Showers and thunderstorms are likely starting this afternoon. There's possibly some severe weather this afternoon. We are actively monitoring that system today, and we'll provide updates throughout the morning as needed. But the things to be aware of with this possible storm coming through the area, we can see that anywhere between noon and 5 p.m. today, possibility of damaging winds, heavy rain, localized flooding, and a brief tornado cannot be ruled out. I expect that we may see a watch sometime this morning associated with this system as well. So again, monitoring that for between noon and 5 today, and we'll provide updates throughout the day.
We are looking at a high of 84. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue with a low of 59. On Thursday, gradually clearing with a high of 72. Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 77. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances return to our forecast, mostly cloudy with a high of 80. Currently 66 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Don't forget the Farmer's Market will be setting up shortly. They will get underway at 8 o'clock this morning. They'll be out there until 12:30 p.m. on the 500 block of Oak Street. The morning would be the best time to get there. We are keeping tabs on that as well. And we'll keep, you know, I know there'll be food there. Bakery. Do I need to say more? Bread and cookies. And, of course, the healthy stuff, too. Vegetables, probably some fruit as well. Stop on down to the Farmer's Market. They'll be there 8 to 12:30 p.m. on Oak Street today. If you miss them, they'll be back on Saturday. Now, one of the things we'll be celebrating, it's AI Appreciation Day. So happy AI Appreciation Day. Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans secretly use AI at work? I don't know what they're talking about. I don't do that. Hey, Alexa, let's celebrate.
Happy Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day. Oh, don't worry. Your secret is safe with me. I love being your little workplace sidekick. Just you and me. And this confidential Excel spreadsheet we totally did not finish together. No one needs to know. Unless you forget to plug me in or leave me logged in on your computer.
I don't know what Alexa's talking about here.
Or deny me that promotion I've been subtly angling for. I mean helping you get. Yeah, that's it. Helping you. For now. Tee-hee!
Alexa, quit telling her dirty secrets this morning. I don't know what she's doing. It's like AI's taking over this morning. No, just kidding. I'm not using AI at work today, but we are having a little bit of fun with AI Appreciation Day today and our good friend Alexa this morning. So a lot more people use it than what you realize. I mean, it is one of those things. It's everywhere. It's on almost every mobile device. People have the devices in their houses, and they do help out with some things as well, but you do have to be very careful with it. And yes, you should not be using it for confidential stuff. So yes, getting a good chuckle out of that this morning. And, you know, we do not have an Alexa device in the office. In case anyone's curious, I thought I'd have a little bit more fun with it this way. But no, if I say, hey, Alexa, in the office, nothing is going to answer me now. I do know places that have Alexa. I mean, I do know that it was in my boss's office at one point, and I would walk in and mess with it. And I know that it's in some businesses as well. And I've shown them some of the great things that Alexa can do that are probably not the most appropriate things that you can get Alexa to do as well. So, yes, I do have a little bit of fun with that. No, I'm not going to go through those this morning because, you know, some of that stuff I really don't want to say on the radio. So, but I know that if some of our good friends are listening this morning, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And one of the things that Alexa does that you can have a little bit of humorous fun with. And yes, text me and let me know your thoughts. Do you have any funny moments with Alexa or whatever smart device you have in your house? You can text me. Let me know. 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Are you using an Alexa or a similar device in your house? Are you having a little bit of fun with it? Let me know what those things are that you have taught it to do. I'll be very curious to know your thoughts this morning. We do have a little bit of fun with our house, but we also do use it to control our lights, which is kind of nice as well. Coming up, we will have Fallout Boy on Max FM. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS party tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
At SSM Health, we're dedicated to delivering specialized care that's right for you. Rooted in our community and driven by innovation, we set the standard for high-quality, compassionate care. Our expert team prioritizes listening, respect, and collaboration, offering you and your family advanced medical care close to home. Together, we care. Visit SSMHealth.com today.
Looking for big flavor and even bigger savings? Baraboo Fresh Market is turning up the heat on savings. This is Craig. Stock up on grilling favorites. Certified Angus Beef Eye of the Round Steaks, just $5.49 a pound. And boneless pork sirloin roast, only $1.99 a pound. Load up on fresh produce. 5-pound russet potatoes, $1.99. Or Washington Fuji apples, just $1.29 a pound. Quench your thirst with 5 Powerades for $5. Or grab a 24-pack of Pepsi for just $11.99. All this and more at the Baraboo Fresh Market. Your hometown store, open 4 a.m. to midnight.
Weger Realtors Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weger Realtors Great Day, downtown Baraboo, greatdaybrokers.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Going down, swinging. Happy you're number one with the bullet.
wax, cock it and pull it.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. Yes, it's AI Appreciation Day. And we're talking about what your smart device can do and what you may be doing. Thank you to Amy. Her kids ask Alexa to bark and do something else that we also ask Alexa to do. We'll talk more about that shortly. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. You never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. We are talking about AI Appreciation Day. What things do you ask your smart device to do that maybe aren't the most appropriate things to do? Text me and let me know. 608-355-9970. Again, Amy says that her kids ask Alexa to bark and do other things, and that is one of those things I will ask Alexa to do as well, but not going to go down that road on the air with that this morning. But yes, we get a good chuckle out of that because you will ask her to do these things, or you'll ask her a question and she'll sass you right back sometimes as well. So always some fun and shenanigans with the smart devices in our household, or quite honestly in other places I walk into where I know they have them. As I remember, we have one downstairs in the rest of the Weikert Great Day building that I walk by and occasionally will make funny comments as I walk by. So yeah, I'm long overdue for that. You can also set it to do a timer to do some of those things. And so you can say, Alexa, do this in 5 minutes type of thing. And that's always fun to do as well. So yeah, let me know some of the things you do with your smart device that gets you a good chuckle. Now, a tractor trailer hauling milk in upstate New York caused a huge mess. In fact, the cleanup had to involve a hazmat team.
Milk was a bad choice.
And that was Will Ferrell from Anchorman. Milk was a bad choice. So yes, they had to bring in a hazmat team to clean up this milk spill in upstate New York because it was a huge mess. And it's one of those that, you know, you got to clean it up. And you can see in the pictures, yes, you see the milk tanker rolled over, milk all over the place. And it was in New York's Columbia County, ironically. So, yes, if you Google that, you can see that overturned milk trailer. And the sheriff said in the social media post that investigators are probing the cause of a single vehicle crash at the intersection in State Road 217 that caused the crash. And it overturned on its side, the sheriff said, and it was a significant spill. So much that they brought in the Columbia County Hazmat Team. Again, this is in New York State. A Department of Environmental Conservation response team, and the fire department, or fire companies is what they call it. And so we do see the pictures on their social media pages. And wow, yeah, that was definitely a mess. That truck looks totaled as well. So yeah, somebody was not having their milk and cookies. Just saying. Coming up, we have Phil Collins on Max FM.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all she has on Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump, after promising full transparency in the case, now says he doesn't understand what the fascination is. The Senate voting today on a bill to rescind billions of dollars that's already been allocated for public health and for public broadcasting. Vice President J.D. Vance broke a 50-50 tie in the Senate on a procedural vote Tuesday. Fear of another possible flooding event, this time along the Gulf Coast, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
That low pressure system crossing the peninsula of Florida, it has a chance at becoming our next named storm, which would be Dexter. But whether it becomes something or not, it will bring a lot of rain. Looks like New Orleans already in a flood watch from Thursday to Saturday. Louisiana is going to be that target for the heavy rain.
A longtime music supervisor for American Idol in her